This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
Hello, this is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe, a program featuring interviews with public figures, celebrities, writers, authors, artists, comedians, playwrights, counselors, coaches, and lecturers, as well as independent artists and musicians, all here on the New York Podcasting Cafe. Thank you for joining us. Joanna Sternberg is a 28-year-old singer, songwriter, musician, and visual artist born based in New York City. When Joanna was two, their parents overheard them humming the entire melody to Oh, What a Merry Christmas Day from Mickey's Christmas Carol at their Passover Seder. They sent Joanna to piano lessons when they turned five. Joanna taught themselves how to play the guitar and electric bass when they were 11. Joanna attended LaGuardia High School of Music and Art. They started studying double bass during their freshman year. Joanna got a full scholarship to Mann's College of Music and studied classical double bass there for a year and a half. Joanna decided to leave the school and take a year and a half off. During that year, they did nothing but stay in their room and draw comics. Joanna has been a freelance musician and visual artist since they were 18 years old. Joanna finished their double bass performance degree at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music, where they got a full scholarship. When Joanna was 23, they began writing songs and learned how to sing. At the age of 24, Joanna started singing in public while accompanying themselves on different instruments. Today, Joanna continues to write songs, sing, play instruments, and create visual art. Joanna does not like using genres to describe music or art. They also do not like using the word music to describe music or the word art to describe art. Please join me in welcoming the amazing Joanna Sternberg to the New York Podcasting Cafe. Joanna Sternberg.
Thank you so much for being on my program. I'm so delighted to have you. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm pretty good.
It's wonderful to see you here. I have listened to your music, and I was so impressed with the work that you've put out, that marvelous artwork that you do. Talk to us. Tell us where you're from, where you were born. Just share a little bit about what your family life was like and who inspired you to become a composer and a singer.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure. Well, I'm from New York City, Manhattan, a neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen. It used to be called that because of gangs, and now it's called that because of restaurants. yeah, it's funny. It's like a Broadway, like, art. So I live in an artist housing called Manhattan Plaza, which is a really fun place. It's subsidized housing for artists, and yeah, a lot of people you may even know have lived here or do live here, and it's a quite a quirky place to be. I am an only child. My dad plays music. He writes songs, and he actually also is a visual artist too. And my mom acted and just obsessed with music and obsessed with art, and I always go to her for opinions and if she likes something, and I like to know what she feels about everything I do and other stuff.
Yeah, you have a very talented family. What inspires the kind of music that you make and talk about? And what inspired you to compose the song This Is Not Who I Want to Be and the song You?
I always kind of wrote songs my whole life. I think everyone writes songs when they're little. They're just humming to themselves, and they could even make up a song. Like, I used to babysit on everyone. I don't know if there's a better word for babysit, nanny. It's kind of a strange word. But yeah, the young people, I don't like the word children, but the young people, younger than like 20, were making up songs. So I think everyone is a songwriter, but some people just stop doing it and then decide that they're bad at it or something. So that's what happened with me. I stopped doing it, and I was like, I can't do this. This is embarrassing. And then a couple of years ago, I listened to a songwriter named Elliot Smith. Mm-hmm. You know Elliot Smith?
Yes, okay. I do.
I was just saying that because some people don't, and then it would have been weird if I just kept going on about Elliot Smith. So I found the music of Elliot Smith, and I kind of was completely struck and baffled, and the feeling I got from his songs was a feeling I had never had before. I just connected so much with his songs. They felt like they were all about me, not about anyone. Like a lot of people feel this way about his songs. They're just so easy to connect to mm-hmm. and relate to mm-hmm. and feel better with. And I was like, wow, you know, all I want to do is make people feel like that. Like, I don't know if I can do it, but I want to try.
And that's great. I could see why something about his music and his style resonates with you. He played many instruments. I know that you play a lot of instruments yourself.
That's a great point that you bring up, because I forgot to say, my dream is to do a whole album like he did where I play all the instruments. So I'm so glad you brought that
up.
I play a bunch of stuff. The instrument that I'm most at home on, that I can do exactly what I hear in my head, is the double bass. Big giant thing. And I also play, it's big, electric bass, which is just like the double bass, but like a guitar, and it's so easy. I know you know that. I'm just saying that in case someone's listening and they're like, what's the electric bass? Because not everybody knows, because I don't know a lot of stuff, and I just know this stuff because this is all I know. Piano, guitar, bass. I play violin. That's a new thing. Banjo. Oh. Yeah, mandolin, and I've just been playing drums. I just started.
So the banjo that I heard play, was that you?
That's actually flattering, but it was a guitar, but I was actually trying to strum it like a banjo, so I'm glad you thought it was a banjo.
You have a saxophone in there that sounds really marvelous. Is that you, or is that somebody else?
I'm a little confused. Are you talking about a video, or?
It could have been one of the videos that I was watching on YouTube.
It must have been
one of your videos.
Oh, that must have been one of my friends playing sax with me,
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
I play a lot of jazz.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host, Conan Amoros.
Talk about one of your most recent successful gigs, one that really, you left there feeling the warm and fuzzy.
Well, last night I had a really warm, fuzzy time. It was overwhelmingly fuzzy, and I was feeling so happy that I got nauseous. it was weird. I was like, oh my gosh, I played this show last night, and three of my friends also played their original music that they wrote, and then at the end, we all jammed with each other, and it was really, 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 really heartwarming.
When you have those moments, it's worth it. Even if you have 10 bad ones and one good one, that makes up for everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
What is the message that you convey through your music? When you finish your album, will you have a humorous music, quirky, fun music? Or?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. I write tons of jokey joke songs. I actually love it. That's kind of what I always have done. Silly, really silly. And I actually have one song on the album that's a little silly about a baby penguin called Pimba. So I could send you that. I could just send you the album.
I saw something about Pimba, and I was wondering what that was all about. So it's a penguin.
Little baby penguin.
How cute.
I try to do a lot of stuff, so in the show I'm not all singing sad. I try to do sad, angry, silly, sad, like, you know, a little mix.
Yeah, but you're really doing well. I saw that you've done a bunch of venues over the past couple of months, so you've got a very good track record there. What is the message that you convey through your music? Is it a general one, or is it a...
I guess the main message is all I want is for people to hear it and feel like they're not alone. That's all I
want.
That's great. That's the only reason I do it. I swear.
So what is Joanna Sternberg like? What do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
So I do music, obviously, blah, blah, blah. I play lots of different kinds of music in addition to writing songs. I love to play jazz and lots of music. Just pretty much every kind of music, almost, that I know how to play. Mm-hmm. And not that I know how to play it, but that I play and people don't get that mad. I also draw for money, for income. I'm a freelance visual artist.
Nice.
I draw comics, cartoons, I draw on chairs, I draw on hats, I draw on bags. Just whatever someone asks, I'll draw.
That's great.
I also love to go thrift shopping for clothes, mainly.
Oh, you're a woman after my own heart.
Thanks. I do lots of thrift shopping, really cheap, like $1 t-shirts that have like a monkey on it from the 70s. Someone got rid of it. I'm obsessed with it. And I also, anything thrifting. Like, I like little containers and pens, art supplies. I mean, I don't have that much money here, so we're talking about, like, once every 2 months. But also, I just watch so much TV that it's insane.
Rain pouring down my head pounds from the sound. I'm stuck to the bed with brain zaps in my head. I can't fall asleep, I cannot stay awake. I cry till I weep, I shiver and I shake. I think of you, I think of you, think of you. It's all that I can do, and Lord knows I've tried. I'm trying hard to change, I wish I knew why I always stay the same. This is not who I wanna be. This is not who I wanna be.
I love your album cover. I see that it's your artwork, and I saw these marvelous little illustrations, a very busy tabletop with a bunch of trinkets and candy and pills and some bill that's overdue or something like that.
You really noticed everything.
Is that representative of what's happening in your life?
I was wondering, like, if anyone's looking at this, are they going to notice everything? And you just noticed everything, so that is really cool. Yes, it's everything I make, really, with the songs, unless it's, like, a joke song and I'm in some sort of a character, is my life exactly on the dot, because I guess that's all I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know how to connect with people. I mean, I wish I could come up with stories. I'm just, maybe one day I'll be able to do that better. But yeah, everything in that drawing is my life.
You're one lucky young woman. You are going on tour in support of Connor Lovest. And he's been around for a long time, and I have enjoyed his music too. And I think that's phenomenal. That is such a great gig. What do you expect from the tour? How did you get the gig?
Well, it kind of hasn't even sunk in yet that it's happening, so I just don't really believe. It's like, I'm sort of still in shock, just like, this can't be real sort of thing. Like, well, until I get into the car, it's not going to feel like it's happening just because it's so not my life. It's a dream come true, you know? He's a, you know, prodigious songwriter who's has done so much just for people, who listen to his music. They need to listen to it because it helps them so much. You know, just the way he does things and the way he writes songs and sings and just the way he relates to people. And that's, you know, I just am so happy to even have heard his music, let alone be going on this tour. So I was just so surprised.
It's a big tour.
Yeah, we're actually going to be driving everywhere. driving.
You do realize that opening for Connor, which is really what you're going to be doing, right? You're going to be opening up for him wherever you go. A lot of those people are going to be your fans.
You know, I'm actually worried because, you know, like, I'm a fan of his too, but I saw the tour poster comes up, and a lot of his fans are very intense. They're like, "You're not coming to my city!" Ah! So, you know, like, I'm expecting some people who may not be so thrilled with me. Like, you know, they're waiting for him to come on. So I'm just going to have to, like, do my thing, and then I get to listen to him play 11 concerts, which is incredible. I get to go to all his concerts, so I'm excited about that big time.
That's okay, because fans come all flavors and all intensities. And you know what? You're going to realize that regardless of the types of fans they are, you're going to love them. And that's what's important at the end of the day.
I've talked to some of the internet a little on social media, and all the ones I talk to are totally sweet, big time.
With a smile like yours, you could get away with murder. So I will not trust you, no, I will not trust you. With a face like yours, you will know no suffering. I can't connect with you, I can't connect with you. I can't connect, although I'll try each time. I won't know why, I'll swat me away like a fly. I can't connect with you. With a voice like yours, you could put the birds to shame. But who are you to blame? No, you can't be to blame. With two eyes like...
Where can your fans go to download your music?
My website is myname.com, joannasternberg.com. You can pre-order my CD, which is out on July 12th, or maybe sooner, but that's when I'm releasing it on my show. On Bandcamp, mm-hmm. I have a Bandcamp, which is just my name, Joanna Sternberg. I have Spotify, I have iTunes, it's on iTunes, and it's on Team Love Records is the label that's putting it out. And I'm so lucky that they're basically saving my musical life, you know. They're incredible. Yeah. Connor Over started the label Team Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're this great artist with this amazing support of this other major artist. It doesn't get any better than that, does
it? It's a dream come true. Like, he's so nice. He's such a nice person. Like, he's such a good person. And he just cares so much about everyone. I don't even know him that well, and already I'm very close with his best friend, who is an angelic songwriter, Miwi. His name is Miwi LaLupa, and he's actually going to play a show with me this summer, and he's going to come on the tour
wow.
playing guitar with Connor. So just that whole, I'm so lucky, and it's a dream come true. I met him, Connor,
mm-hmm.
and I was very starstruck, you know. But he was so nice.
He was kind of your idol before you even met him, and now you're going to be opening for him. That's a dream. That's really a dream.
I know.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
So do you have a bit of advice that you want to share with your fans out there, fans of yours, fans of Connor's?
Well, I'm the one who needs advice, but sure, I do have one bit of advice. I actually do, that I'm stealing it from someone else. But, I went to classical music school, and my dream was to play classical music, but, it didn't work out that way. I couldn't handle it, mm-hmm. but I learned a lot from the teachers. And I went to a class taught by this cellist named Tim Eddy, of the Orion String Quartet. It was a Bach masterclass on Bach cello suites, played on bass. And someone said, I'm so nervous, what do I do? And he said, well, it's not about you, it's about Bach. Like, when you're playing, it's not about you. You're just a vessel, the music is coming through you. Mm. So I love that, because ever since then, I haven't been nervous ever. With stage fright on stage. I'm talking about on stage. Like, I don't have stage fright mm-hmm. anymore. And what I took from that advice also was something else, which is, like, it's not about you. So I know a lot of people who are like, I want to write songs, I want to sing, but I'm scared, but I want to. It's not about them. It's not about you. Do it, because you'll do it the show. Someone will be in the audience. They'll see you do it, and then they'll want to do it. Like, you just don't know how your music's going to reach people. You don't. And if someone doesn't like my songs as me, Joanna, I don't care. That's fine. They can go listen to, like, Britney Spears or whatever they want. You know? It's fine if people don't like me, if people make fun of me. I don't care, as long as some help. Maybe someone is feeling some better from it. So that's my advice.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
I think you have like 10 selections in one of the websites, and I listened to every single one of them. And I enjoyed what I heard, and I see the talent there, and I see the inspiration. And it's an open heart. It's beautiful. Your heart comes out through the music. So keep doing what you're doing. I think you're going places. You're really going to do great.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Carmen. Would you send me your music? I'd love to hear what you created.
Sure. I have a couple of songs out there. I'll send them to you one of these days, maybe soon. I just have to find the links, but I'll send them to you, okay?
Please
but,
do.
I can't wait to get the rest of your CD. I downloaded the two songs in the pre-order today.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was so excited.
I'll send it to you right after this. I'll just email you it.
Great, great. Excellent. I hope that you will agree to join me again soon on the New York Podcast Cafe. Maybe if that's okay, I'll spin a couple of your songs and we'll come back and do another interview.
If anyone wants to come, I'm having the record release party on July 12th at The Glove in Brooklyn with the other acts are Isaac Gillespie, Milky Maze, Liam Kirby, and the band Michael. And there'll be an art show and a jam session. So that's my plug.
All right. Everybody, if you heard that, be there or be square. That's an old thing we used to say back in the day. I look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, cool. That'll be awesome.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Joanna Sternberg, for being on the New York Podcasting Cafe. I so look forward to having you back here again soon.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Have a great night.
With a smile like yours, you could get away with murder. So I will not trust you, no, I will not trust you. With a face like yours, you will know no suffering. I can't connect with you, I can't connect with you. I can't connect, although I'll try each time. I won't know why, I'll swat me away like a fly. I can't connect with you. With a voice like yours, you could put the birds to shame. But who are you to blame? No, you can't be to blame. With two eyes like
yours. You have been listening to an interview with the brilliant artist, songwriter, and musical extraordinaire, Joanna Sternberg. Visit Joanna Sternberg at www.joannasternberg.com for more information, including tour information and upcoming projects. Also, visit our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/New York Podcasting Cafe. Our official website, which is undergoing a revamp, will be up soon. So visit www.newyorkpodcastingcafe.com from time to time in oncoming weeks. Thank you.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Carmen Amoros.